Howdy do, buckaroos. Hello and welcome to another episode of The After Show with Mike and Kelly. I'm Kelly, and with me as always is my formerly stuffy Cylon Media sensation, Mike Rose. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Kelly. How's it going?
Man, it's like nerd overload up in here.
It's kind of a nerd. It's a holiday of the nerds. It's always, you know, so quiet between April 20th and May 4th for the nerds, and it's nice that there's other stuff for them to be excited about this time.
It's like all the things.
Yeah. Are we in fact going to have a shortened show because you have to go to a movie? Do I understand that correctly?
Yeah.
Did I read the show memo correctly in this case?
Yeah, you did.
So what you gonna go see?
So it's this little indie film, this studio, Marvel Studios. They put
Marvel Studios.
They put out this movie about this. I mean, it's a comic book movie. Like, it's not like anybody goes to those. Oh my God, Endgame. I'm just like,
you can't even joke about it.
No, it's I held out as long as I could. What I'm not going to do is sit here and talk about how not only did I put in my calendar, I have an alert for like 10 minutes before the movie starts, just in case, because I'm really excited. And then half an hour before that, I have the one for this is when I need to leave for the movie. And then half an hour before that, I have the one for this is when to stop drinking beverages before the movie.
Yes, because it is 3 hours long.
Yes. Apparently, it comes in at 3 hours 12 if you stay for all the credits. But it's a Marvel movie, so that means that's totally what's happening. So, yeah.
Although, and this is not, you know, to spoil anything, my understanding is there is not a post-credit scene. So, I mean, you do want to stay for the credits, of course, because it's interesting and you want to honor.
Because I never know. Yes. Because
you never know. But what the early attendees and screeners have said is that there is not a post-credit scene. So if you do need to run to, you know, the ladies' room, which you probably will. So, I mean, like, my only point of comparison for this is Titanic. And I remember when I saw Titanic, I made it to the end of the film, and right when the credits rolled, I ran out of the theater because that also is a 3-hour-plus movie,
mm-hmm.
and for the second half of the movie, it's nothing but Russian water.
Yep.
It's all water everywhere. Yeah. So I ran out of the theater, and actually at the time, my then girlfriend, fiance. Depends on when exactly it was, but Heidi was overcome with the emotion of that movie and was weeping, and this took place during the credits when I was not there. I had run to the bathroom and I missed this, and I came back and she was just regaining her composure, and all our friends, we were there with like 10 friends. We're like, is she okay? Like, what, is she fine? What happened? What was going on? She was really, yeah, it really got her. And I missed it. I was not there to hold her hand and wipe her tears. I was running to the men's room.
It was like, wow.
Not my best boyfriend moment, I will admit.
Well, but see, that's a very different Titanic experience than I had, because by the time I saw it in the theater, but by the time I saw it, it had been out so long. Spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen a 20-year-old movie. When Leonardo DiCaprio fell into the water, people in the back of the theater were cheering.
Wow.
So for as much as people talk about Portland being all polite and stuff, like, there are moments, we have our moments. That was one of our moments. And then when we were on our way out of the theater, there was this huge line of people waiting to get in to the showing after us. And so I whipped up these fake tears, as with my best friend. And I was like, follow my lead. And he's like, what? And I'm like, watch. So I whipped up this like fake crying fit, and I buried my face in his shoulder and went, why didn't anybody tell me that the boat sank?
Oh my God.
And like, people in line were genuinely freaked. Oh my God, does the boat sink in this movie? Like, I heard two different people basically go, wait, something along the lines of, wait, what? The boat sinks? No joke. So,
really?
Yeah, so there you go. That's my story about Titanic.
Wow. But this one, you're dehydrating. You're taking appropriate steps.
Yes, I've been eating salty snacks all afternoon to get the rest of the water out. I'm super excited about it because, like, I was always a casual comic book reader. Like, maybe more than a lot of people, but, like, for comic book readers, I'm a casual comic book reader. For regular readers, I'm a super-duper comic book reader. I totally get it, that it's, you know, not quite the same thing. But, here's the thing, is that I grew up in the car because we lived half an hour from basic stuff and an hour from anything fun.
Yeah, you had to drive everywhere.
So it was everywhere for extended periods of time. So for me, it's not a big deal to spend that kind of time because, 3 hours in the car. Okay, 3 hours in the car is from where I grew up to Portland. And so, yeah, we used to do that with no stops all the time. Or, like, at most, we would sort of pull over, like, you know, pull off halfway and drive through McDonald's and get something to drink and then continue down the road. So for the most part, like, 3 hours is a thing that I can do. So mm-hmm. I'm not too worried about it. I mean, the Lord of the Rings movies, the extended editions, all mm-hmm. clock in over 3 hours, well over 3 hours. I think Return of the King comes in close to 4.
Really? So, is it that long?
Yeah. I just pulled them up because I wanted to know. Fellowship. Let's see. Fellowship extended. Now I'm talking about the extended edition. I'm not talking about the theatrical release. I'm talking about the extended edition.
Well, the extended edition doesn't really. I mean, that, like, if you can sit on your couch and pause it and go make yourself a snack, I don't
right.
know. I mean,
but
it's long,
but
it's not like.
Yeah, but we've barreled through them. Like, I've done. I've you know, couched up for an entire movie. So Fellowship is 208.
Yes.
And then Two Towers is 223. And Return of the King is 251.
Not bad.
Now, I don't know if I've made it all the way through Return of the King, the extended edition.
There's no honor in being dead.
Because I think it's 151 minutes if you don't count all the endings.
Jeez.
So,
well, here's something I would like you to do for me.
Yes.
If you have the time. This is a favor. But I've tried to convince my family that we should bestir ourselves to get out to Avengers this weekend.
Yeah.
And two of them are down and two of them are not. Like people are just not feeling it, which is unfortunate because I really want to go.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to go. It's just like the first weekend craziness.
Yeah.
By the way, AMC has some theaters that are going to be open for 72 hours straight.
Uh-huh.
13 theaters that are going to... Anyway, that's crazy. Never mind. That's not the point. The point is, in addition to my not being able to inspire my family to do the right thing, which they know they should, the other problem is that I haven't seen Captain Marvel yet. And I don't know... I mean, I know what I need to know about mm-hmm. that, but... Since you're going to...
Which is that she's a complete badass, and that film
yes.
is spectacular, and yes.
Yeah, but you're going to see Endgame tonight, so you can yes. tell me after you see Endgame, you can send me one of them fancy, you know...
Late night texts.
Yes. By the way, loyal listeners, I just want you to know that Kelly and I still have not figured out time zones, because she often texts me at like 1 in the morning Eastern time, and I often text her at like 7 a.m., Pacific time, and we
6 a.m. Pacific time. But we will talk
sorry.
About. We will talk about the. That's okay. I have Do Not Disturb until 6:30, so you're fine. We will talk about a later one of our most recent late night Texases shortly. But in the
yes.
meantime, what is it you would like me to do about
just
Endgame
like after you see the film? Tell me how urgent you think it is that I see Captain Marvel before
okay.
I see Endgame.
As long as it's on your list, I will keep that in mind. I just think you should see it because you should see it.
Yeah, I feel that I know that I should see it.
Yes.
It's just a question of what am I going to prioritize
right,
you know,
right,
this
right.
week?
I understand completely.
So,
right
now
I will
I'm
going to
prioritize facing the microphone when I talk. Basic.
So,
basic
here's
dynamics.
The problem is not so much that we have a hard time with time zones as much as sometimes I am super duper excited and just forget. So
Is that how we're talking about it? Okay, good. Good to know.
No, sometimes I'm really good at failing at time zones. Let me just put that on the record. I freely admit that I have completely disaster-fied time zones. Like, I've absolutely done it. Showed up an hour early and been panicked because I was like, you know, real cutting it real close, and you know, been there, and then like it's an hour earlier than it needed to be, right? Or, you know, I'm like, oh, it's cool, I don't have to be there for an hour, and somebody's like, we're waiting. So yeah, I've had that happen, and it's not a good thing. Yeah, no, it's
understandable,
not.
But you know.
However, so what happened was, recently, as listeners of the show know, all Kellys on the after show are great big Trailblazers fans.
It's true.
And yes, that value is more than one. And if you're a long, long time listener, you know that. So the Portland Trailblazers were in the first round of the playoffs, which is common. We've been in the first round of the playoffs before. We get to the first round. We get to the first round pretty often.
Yeah.
It's sort of a thing that we can sort of rely on. There's at least a week or two of postseason for us. We used to play through May, you know, the Clyde Drexler. We called it the Dairy Queen glass era because Dairy Queen used to have glasses with Trailblazers on them. And they were like cartoon ones. Like, it was like a caricature of each of them. So, like, one of the guys really loved to fish. So, like, the picture, the drawing of him was, like, him in a Blazers uniform, but sitting on a boat with a fishing pole in the water. And, aww, like, all these different things. They were awesome. I still have at least a couple of them somewhere. Anyway, so, massive Trailblazers fan. So, Tuesday night, the Trailblazers were playing. I was at karaoke. And I see that the game is in the fourth quarter. And I pulled out my phone, took myself out of the queue. I was not singing for a little while, and then I had a song. I was like, it's way down the list, I'll see the rest of the game before this happens. So I watch the last few minutes of the ball game, and it's all tied up, and it's very tense, and what's gonna happen, and I don't know, and it's tied, and it's really gonna offend me if we have to go all the way back to Oklahoma City and thump on Russell Westbrook for an entire another game because we need to get rid of him in the most efficient fashion possible. So what are we going to do? We're playing the Oklahoma City Thunder, for people who are wondering what I'm talking about. We're playing the Oklahoma City Thunder, and we get to the end of the game. It's tied at 115 each.
Mm-hmm.
Damian Lillard gets the ball, heads down to the other end of the court.
And just to clarify, there was an opportunity for the Trailblazers coach to call timeout.
Yes.
And set up a play.
And did he do that?
He did not do that. Apparently did not do that with something like 14, 15 seconds left.
Yes, an entire solid possessions worth of time left of ball game. Damian Lillard takes the ball down the court. No, with all of the words that I know and am capable of making up, I cannot describe this in a way that will do it justice. So what you need to know is the only way I can put it is correct, but does not express the magnitude of what happened, which is he let the ball go.
I'm just going to be the color commentator here because I feel it's necessary. He is guarded by Paul George.
Yes.
Correct? So Paul George, one of the better defenders or best defenders in the league.
Yes, known for his defense.
Known for his defense, 6 inches taller than Damian Lillard.
Mm-hmm.
So a bigger man, a great defender.
Yes.
And they are out near the half court line.
They are much closer to half court than the far edge of the 3-point line.
Well, I mean, I believe George is probably 2 or 3 feet off the 3-point line, but he's not pressing.
But he's not up on.
He's not up on Damian because Damian is standing, you know, within a step of the logo.
Yes.
At center court.
The giant logo in the center of the court. Yes.
He is easily 40 plus feet away.
Yes. And it's looking like, and you know, and it's, and he comes down with that sort of like a setup. Like, we've got to play.
Yeah.
And as soon as I get here, like, you know, I'm going to, you know, give the high sign and we're going to execute something and then the ball will happen and we'll see what happens. Right. So
yes.
So we've seen like the beginning of this play all season. This is what happens almost all the time. Unless somebody ends up with like a fast break situation, this is usually what happens. Damian brings it down the court. Here we are. And then all of a sudden there will be motion.
Yeah.
Well, in this case, the motion was Dame stares down Paul George, takes a step to his right, and makes this beautiful shot as Paul George is trying to get a hand in his face so he can't do it. The ball gets two-thirds of the way to the basket, and the buzzer goes off. And the ball continues on its trajectory toward the basket. Is it going in? It's too late to do anything about it if it's not. But what happens? What happens? What happens? Nothing but net.
And for anybody who saw the replays, for anybody who saw it on Twitter or saw it on ESPN, all you can say is what the Trailblazers official Twitter account said, which was it was insane. It is one of the craziest shots.
Yes.
I've ever walk-off shot in the playoffs, like any walk-off shot in the playoffs is something astounding. Astounding. Yes. A series walk-off. But that shot was insane. It was, I've never seen anything like Steph Curry. I mean, the only other person who's, only other two kind of players you can compare that shot to, Steph Curry and Michael Jordan, maybe LeBron James. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And so I don't remember what exactly the stat is on this, but we haven't, here's the thing, is that in Portland, that was amazing, but not new. Because we have what we call in Blazer history the .9, which was not last year, but 2 years ago in the playoffs. The ball gets to Lillard. There is literally less than a second on the clock. There's 9/10 of a second. And he stops, pulls up, lets fly, and it's the exact, not from the same place. I mean, he made that shot from, like, Oregon City. But this was, like, well outside the three-point line. He gets a good look, pulls up, lets fly at the .9, and sinks the shot. And made it. So, like, this, Dame is, there's clutch and there's clutch, and then there's Damian Lillard. And the funniest thing about this was the next day, this is a little bit inside baseball-y for people who aren't sports ball folks, but, and yes, we're talking about basketball. If you are only a sports ball person, I don't want to confuse you.
Thanks for joining our Quidditch podcast. And we'll be back with more great Quidditch action after a word from our sponsors, the Nimbus 2000.
So the next day on Twitter, somebody tweeted at Damian Lillard, now that you are the owner of the Oklahoma City Thunder, are you going to move them back to Seattle? Oh, it was so good. It was so good. Are you going to move them back to Seattle? Oh, God. It was so good. That was amazing. I didn't know what to do. And so, like, I watched this happen on my little tiny screen. And then somebody was like, hey, it's your turn. And I was like, your song is up. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, the game's almost over. Like, just pause it, like, for a second. And then, because there's this last possession, and I just, I'll see what happens, right? So I walk up to the microphone, and I'm standing there, and Damian takes the ball down the court, and I'm like, okay, hold on, guys, there's 5 seconds, hold on. And I'm standing there, like, I'm not at the microphone, I am near the microphone, and I look, and I'm watching, and the shot goes in, and I went, oh my God! and of course the microphone picked it up, and everybody's like, oh my, like, are you okay, like, what happened, and I'm like, oh my God. And then so it turned out somebody with us, like, had been following the game, was following like text updates, and was like, what? And I'm like, watch, and I couldn't hold my phone because I was like shaking, because I was like, oh my God, round two. And then after a while I was like, oh wait, Russell Westbrook, he went down, he doesn't get to talk until next season, oh my God. It was so good.
I'm crying. Oh my God, that's so hilarious.
So I'm like frantically, like, the first thing I do is I go text my dear Blazer Kelly brethren, Kelly O'Coin, like a bunch of exclamation points. Did you see? Did you see? What did I? It was all caps, and I was like, "Oh my God! Did you see? I just saw." I think was what I said.
And was he awake? I don't know where he was.
Yes, he was. He was a few minutes behind on the ball game, and so I was like, "Oh God!" Because, like, I texted him,
He was watching the stream and he wasn't watching it live, or he was watching
right. He TiVo'd it or whatever.
Yeah.
But what was funny was, so I texted him like a bunch of freaking out, and then I texted you also a bunch of freaking out. Because I texted you basketball jobs, and then I sent you like the little Blazer gif, the Damian Lillard dancing gif. So I sent Kelly the same dancing gif, and then the little dancing gif, and then he sent me back like 5 OMGs in a row with no spaces in them. And then I wrote it back all caps again. I know was one message. Next message. Did you see? Next message. I saw. Because like I wasn't coherent at this moment. And then so he sends back a bunch of heart emojis and then some basketball emojis and then some heart emojis. And I said, oh my God, he made it from Oregon City. And then I went, oh my God, it's so late. I'm sorry. Go to sleep. And then like a while later he texted me back, go Blazers with a bunch of exclamation points. And I said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to pester you quite that late. And he said, I just finished watching. I had to DVR because a friend's play was opening on Broadway. And I said, oh my God, I'm sorry, I didn't ruin it for you. And he said, no, I turned my phone over. I was like, oh, thank God. So, oh my God, there was like so much freaking out. And then like, I think after I talked to him for a second, like I texted you again. And then, yeah, you got back to me at like 6 in the morning, but I didn't notice because Do Not Disturb. Do Not Disturb is magical for people who thought they were tuning into a tech podcast. Let me explain to you. Do Not Disturb is a glorious thing, especially when you know people in other time zones or people who keep dramatically different hours from you and don't think anything of texting at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And if you're a person who is not wired to be answering texts or just knows it's a bad idea to be answering texts at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, Do Not Disturb is really awesome for that. So anyway, yes. And as Mike can attest, I think I sent you the same thing the next day. Like I sent you an audio message.
Yes.
I think I sent you more basketball Jones, if I'm not mistaken.
There was ridiculous basketball Jones. And actually, in the middle of this, it was the 10th anniversary of you starting at the blog.
Yes, a Tua.
Yeah, that was so April 24th, 2009.
Good grief. I think so.
And I happened that day to be wearing my Tua Hawaiian shirt, which was funny because a lot of people were like, what's that? Is that German? I was like, oh, God. What's the accent over the U? That's not supposed to be there. Like, it's a stem.
I'm still sad I don't have one of those. Yeah, I wish I did.
You talk to Doc. You can order one. They were all, I mean, they were custom made. It's not like there's a warehouse full of them somewhere.
Yeah, he was here not too long ago.
Was he? I miss Doc.
Yeah.
I miss him. I am hopefully... We need to do a reunion. This is something that's on my mind. Well, actually, funny thing, I was just looking at the calendar, and I do believe, I will make it to MacStock. I have the airspace. I believe I'm going to make it to MacStock.
That's so amazing.
So we can start to encourage other people to come to MacStock. So that'll be three. That'll be Kelly G, Mike T. Rose, and Brett Terpstra.
Yes.
And let's see if we can go for four. Last time I was there, we had Dave Chartier. We could see if we could wrap up another couple.
He's people. A local. We could probably convince him to come back. Yep. I'll see if Doc has enough frequent flyer miles. Maybe he'll go too.
That's a long trip. But hey, so officially out there, or unofficially, unofficial Apple Weblog reunion at MacStock.
Yeah. Now we just have to figure out how to get Steve, Sandy, and Super Pixels out there. And
we got to get Victor out there. We got to get Steve out there.
Oh, but yes.
We got to get everybody out there. Robert. Get everybody.
Yes. It is still on my bucket list to end up someday in the same room as our man Chris Rawson.
That is going to take some work.
I know.
He's on the other side of the planet.
On purpose. So, yeah. Yes. At a minimum, I'm probably going to have to go to him.
Well, I recommend it. So, having been once to New Zealand, I do recommend it. But Basketball Jones, so who are the Blazers facing in the second round?
You know, I'm trying to like quietly type and look right now, because what I am not sure of is if the other first round in the West, I'm not sure if the other first round has finished, but it could be the Denver Nuggets, and it could be the Spurs. Those are the two that we're up against right now. So let me see. There's Eastern Conference first round. Let's keep scrolling. The Eastern Conference isn't any fun anyway.
I believe that series is not decided yet. So yeah.
No. Let's see. The Warriors and the Clips is not. So it's the Nuggets and the Spurs.
And the series is tied 3-3.
Yeah,
so and game seven is tomorrow.
I thought it was this weekend. That we will find out for certain who we are playing. I hope it's the Nuggets, because that will be fun. I think that's a more interesting matchup, because I know that Portland is never who gets the attention in the playoffs. Like, the headline that came out of that round was that the Thunder lost. It wasn't that Portland won. So, because Westbrook. So I do not want to spend another couple of weeks, because if it goes seven games, it's usually a couple of weeks by the time you get all the way through it. I don't want to spend a whole bunch of time on the whole LaMarcus Aldridge narrative that we're going to get if we have to play the Spurs. And also, I still hold some bitterness in my heart for LaMarcus Aldridge, because the North remembers. And it's a whole thing. But he spent a whole bunch of time, like, everyone on the Portland Trailblazers held their breath waiting to see if he was going to continue to be a Portland Trailblazer or not. And they waited and waited and waited and waited and waited and waited and waited. And I don't know if you're getting the idea of what happened here, but they waited and they waited and they waited. And then eventually he went, yeah, I'm going back to Texas, lol, bye. And that was it. Like, 3 days later, his house was empty. Like, he never moved his family out here to Portland, and for as good a trailblazer as he was, like, he was never gonna be here, and he was never like all the way here. And it's fine if you don't want to be here, but like, you shouldn't stay. If you don't want to be here, then don't be here. You know, it's not like it's complicated, and he was a good enough player. He could have left a lot sooner, and then he just strung everybody along forever, and that's the thing that I don't like. It's not that he left. It's that he waited so long to, like, tell everybody, this is the decision that I'm making, and that's the part that I don't like, because he could have just gone and been fine. Like, Clyde left. Do you know how much we love Clyde to this day in this city?
Yeah.
And Clyde went back to Texas, and we were all like, it's cool, bro. You do you. If that's what you need, that's what you need. And, you know, LA didn't have to play us like that. And that's the thing that I don't like. I don't think we're going to boo him. I mean, it's not like he's Felton, for God's sakes. But, oh, no, we boo Felton. We boo him hard. He was a Blazer for a brief period. And we do not like him. And as a Blazer fan, I am contractually obligated to boo every time he gets the ball when Portland plays him. Even if it's in my house, that's what happens.
It's an interesting contract. Did you know that's what you were signing when you signed it?
Well, at the time when I signed it, let me put it in the most important of terms, which is that my dad signed it for me when I was born. I didn't have a choice. Yeah, I like inherited this contract. Like, you know, it's like my dad signed it for like all generations, so I am obligated as well. And at the time, there was no Felton playing in the NBA, so it wasn't a big deal. And in fact, I was young enough that there wasn't really a whole lot going on with Portland at that point. So when I was very small, the people that I knew were Supersonics, because there wasn't much to the Blazer team at that point. And then it didn't take long until they won a championship. And so then I started knowing Blazer names. But yes, when I signed up, I did not realize it meant that I would boo Felton for the rest of his professional career, because he was that terrible as a trailblazer. But yes, I do. It's a thing you do for Portland. So
it's what you do for Portland. And speaking to the Portland fans, I'm very excited for you that you get to have, number one, the spectacular, iconic moment. And you get to go to round two, which is exciting.
Especially because last year we got swept.
Yeah.
Nobody we were swept that. Out of the playoffs. It was terrible. And given the intensity of the news cycle now, I think something that sort of gets lost, more so for people who don't live here or don't follow the Trailblazers closely, is that the owner of the Trailblazers was, until very recently, a gentleman named Paul Allen. And Paul Allen passed away the day or 2 days before the season opened.
Wow.
And and he went to like every game. So he had the seats he sat in, and his seat, nobody has sat in his seat all season. And on the shoulder strap of the, it's not like it's a sleeve, on the uniforms, it says PGA, which were his initials with a little rose at the end. And so like, I think that's part of it, because remember, when the season opened, we played LA, and it was LeBron's grand debut as a Laker, if you recall, and we laid waste to that team. I am not overstating that. They were not playing well in that moment. And it felt good because Portland's sort of arch rival has kind of always been LA. Like, it wasn't so much Seattle ever as it was Los Angeles. So we've kind of always had a little bit of extra happiness when we beat the Lakers. So it was really nice for like that first game to just come rip snorting out and have everything, you know, fall the way that it did. So I'm very excited to see round two. It's gonna be a lot of fun. It's gonna be really interesting to see whichever team we play. Like I said, I hope it's Denver, because I'm gonna get really tired of TNT announcers talking about LaMarcus Aldridge and how he used to play in Portland like all the time.
Yeah,
so
it would be nice not to have to deal with that. Well, hopefully you won't have to deal with that. So there's Avengers Endgame happening. Mm. There's Game of Thrones Battle of the Bastards. Battle of Winterfell.
Battle for Winterfell, which is massive by any measure, from what I understand.
It's huge.
Yeah,
it's gonna be huge. There is the process that I'm going to start throwing out to our listeners of, I'm going to need to get a new computer soon.
Oh.
And I'm going to get people's opinions. And I'm thinking Mac Mini, and I will explain next time why I'm thinking Mac Mini.
I know why you're thinking Mac Mini.
Well, you know why I'm thinking Mac Mini. But
I don't know, but I think I know. And what I think I know is that since it's 2019 and you want to buy a computer in 2019, you want a computer from 2019 and not one from 2017.
That's a great point. But I could get an iMac from 2019, but the problem is without Target Display, which is the primary reason I'm hanging on to my trusty iMac here.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going, bossy. You can do it. Without that, my workflow, my me's will be disrupted. Mm-hmm. So if I'm going to switch to something where I need an external monitor, or if I'm going to need an external monitor, I might as well switch my computer, get more computer for the money.
Yes.
Have a separate monitor.
Because you certainly, it's 2017 technology in the current iMac, not the Pro, but the iMac. And even though they nudged the iMac, it's not the entry level model that gets you anything recent. So if you want the better processor and such, then you're going to have to spend a lot more money maybe than you were anticipating.
Yeah. And I don't wish to do that. So
most people don't.
Funny how I don't. I do not wish to do that. But we'll talk about that next time.
Yes.
Got to get you out the door to see your movie.
I do.
And we, of course, have to do our quick shout-outs to our listeners. So, hi, Phone Boy.
Hi, Chris Fuller.
Hi, Info Driveway. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Diane.
Hi,
Brittany.
Hi, Lenny. I am sad to report.
Hi, Lenny.
That Lenny and Mika are going to be moving away soon. So it's making me sad.
Oh no!
But they haven't left yet. So okay. we'll have porch wine this summer.
Okay.
So they'll be around. Hi Dave McGee.
Hi Dave McGee.
Who are we forgetting? I don't think we're forgetting anybody.
Hi Javi.
Sometimes it feels like we are forgetting somebody.
On the off chance, you know, that happens. Hi, Javi. And hi, Mike Doty, because I'm an optimist. Yeah.
And we've been very basketball focused this week, and we're sort of in the heart of the playoffs now, so that's going to happen a little bit. But
and it will get better because there are only so many opportunities for somebody to do something like Damian Lillard just did, and so
that's true.
It's not like
national television.
I don't think that's going to happen every game, so you can expect to maybe not hear quite so much basketball next time. But oh man!
But I have a product, not even so much a recommendation as a question for listeners, which is if anybody has a Wyze cam, WIZE cam, I'm curious. Because I do have a drop cam that I've had for a while, and I pay for the cloud storage. The Wyze cam is $20. $20 with a free cloud, you know, free rolling 14-day cloud storage. And that's a dramatic, you know, that's a lot of value there versus the drop cam. I mean, I like the drop cam. I like the fact that I can jump to it live rather than just seeing detected, motion detected videos. But I could do that with the Wyze cam too. There's an app, so I could do that live. So yeah, I'm just not sure why I wouldn't buy this $20 thing instead of, you know, another. As Engadget says, you could set up 5 of these for the price of 1 Amazon Cloud Cam. Good point, Engadget. Thank you for pointing that out. So if any of our listeners have used the Wyze Cam and like it, let me know. I might pick up a couple of them. Kelly, you're muted. You're back.
Yeah, I have a hard time with the mute button on this thing. So
it's technology. What are you going to do?
Well,
do you have
because it's always red. So then, like, I'm like, oh, I'm muted. I don't know what I have. I have a Ring doorbell, or not a Ring doorbell. I have a Skybell doorbell because Skybell doesn't require the cloud service. Like, as long as your Wi-Fi works, you can see it. And so, you know, like with the Google. With the was it the drop cams that Google had that they like closed down the servers and had to send everybody a new camera because the old ones weren't going to work anymore. Like I wanted something where if I wasn't going to pay for a subscription, it would still be a valid device. And so I have a Skybell because we looked at the Ring. Everything on Earth wants you to buy a Ring, and we didn't want to because the subscription is required. So we didn't want to do that. I have our outdoor cameras are a setup from Samsung is what they are. But these other ones sound cool and I'm very interested, because I would like to have, a little bit more coverage in a couple of spots. So, if you get some, I'm definitely curious to find out how they turn out.
I will get some and, we will check them out. And in the meantime, where can the people find you, Kelly?
You can find me on weekday mornings hosting the Mac Observer Daily Observations podcast over at macobserver.com. You can find me on Twitter as Verso. You should find me on micro.blog as Verso. And the rest of the time, you can find me here and there over at The Incomparable talking about stuff. If you want to hear some of my Game of Thrones theories, I was on the Season 8, Episode 2 Flashcast this last week for... what is, for the next couple of days anyway, the most recent episode of Game of Thrones. And we talked a little bit about some stuff about like what we think is going to happen and things like that. So,
and you can find me at Mike T. Rose on Twitter and also Mike T. Rose on micro.blog or microse.blog as I refer to it. And
that's good.
You like that?
We'll
stick with that.
That's good.
And you can also find the show at aftershowpodcast.com and on Twitter at @_aftershow. And we will be back in just approximately 2 weeks.